Our God speaks through the prophets. Let us listen and adore. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Among those born of woman, alleluia, there is none greater than John the Baptist. Alleluia. The great forerunner of the morn, the herald of the word is born, and faithful hearts shall never fail with thanks and praise his light to hail. With heavenly message Gabriel came that John should be that herald's name, and with prophetic utterance told his actions great and manifold. John, still unborn, yet gave aright his witness to the coming light. And Christ, the Son of all the earth, fulfilled that witness at his birth. Of woman born shall never be a greater prophet than was he, whose mighty deeds exalt his fame to greater than a prophet's name. All praise to God the Abba be, all praise eternal word to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore forever and forevermore. Amen. His name shall be called John, and many will rejoice at his birth. You search me, Adonai, and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You read my inmost thoughts. You note when I walk or lie down. All that I do is clear to you. Before a word slips from my tongue, you, Adonai, know what I will say. You close in on me, pressing your hand upon me. All of this is wonderful beyond words, too much for me to understand. Where can I hide from you? How can I escape your presence? If I scale the heavens, you are there. If I plunge to the depths, you are there. If I take wings and fly toward the dawn, or settle far across the sea, even there you hold me securely. Your right hand directs my life. If I think that night will hide me, and darkness will give me cover, it turns out that darkness is not dark. For you, night shines like the day. Darkness and light are one. You created every part of me, knitting me together in my mother's womb. For such handiwork I praise you. How awesome is this great wonder! I see it now so clearly. You watched every bone taking shape in secret, forming in the hidden depths. You saw my body grow, all according to your design. You recorded all the days of my life before they ever began. To me, how mysterious your thoughts, how vast and beyond all numbers. If I count, they are more than the sand. To finish, I must be eternal like you. Search my heart and probe me, O God. Test and judge my thoughts. Watch lest I follow crooked paths. Guide me in the way that leads to life. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. His name shall be called John, and many will rejoice at his birth. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The word of Adonai came to me thus: Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. But I said, Adonai Elohim, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. Adonai answered me, Say not, I am too young. To whomever I send you, you shall go. Whatever I command you, you shall speak. Have no fear before them, for I am with you to deliver you, says your God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
God spoke through the prophets, Alleluia, Alleluia. God spoke through the prophets, Alleluia, Alleluia. God sent John to prepare the way for the Lord, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. God spoke through the prophets. Alleluia, Alleluia. You, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. You shall go before the Lord to prepare His ways. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. You shall go before the Lord to prepare his ways.
You called John the Baptist from his mother's womb to prepare the way of Jesus by calling people to share their possessions, to act with justice, and to treat others with respect. Help us to work for justice and thus open the way for Jesus. You called John the Baptist to live on a simple diet and close to nature in the wilderness. Help us to live more simply so that other people and species may flourish. You called John the Baptist to challenge those who misused power and disregarded the dignity of others. Help us to speak the truth to power with love. You called John the Baptist to celebrate the conversion of hearts and the return to the heart of the Torah by baptizing people in the Jordan River. Help all those who have entered the waters of baptism to live out the faith and love they have professed. You called John the Baptist to decrease so that the Lamb of God might increase. Help us to recognize with humility and gratitude the special role each of us has in proclaiming and building your reign of justice and peace. You called John the Baptist to give testimony to you by his life and even by his death. Help us to imitate his unceasing witness to your truth and the marvelous gift of your love.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
We bless and thank you, O gracious God, for you raised up John the Baptist to prepare your people for the coming of Jesus, our love. Give your people joy in spirit and guide all humanity into the ways of justice and on the paths to peace. For yours is the glory and power of love now and forever. Amen. May the tender compassion of our God bless us and guide our feet into the ways of peace. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.